Fall is in the air, and that cooler weather calls for an update in your skincare. Moisturizing is key to keeping wrinkles at bay. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold-out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to DimeBeautyCO.com and unlock your discount. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com.
Hey everyone, it's JMS. I am still out on the road. I am recording my special next week, October 24th in New Orleans. Come on down to Dirty Coast on October 24th. And then I will be in Bozeman, Montana on the 15th of November. And on the 16th, I'm in Seattle. Otherwise, I am doing spots around Los Angeles for the rest of the year. And I'm headed to some cool places next year. If you want to be the first to know about them, head over to punchup.live/JMS. And you will not only receive notification when I'm near you, but have access to exclusive content that I'm only putting out over there. If you haven't already, please go leave a nice rating and review for the podcast. It really helps me out, helps other people find the podcast. Now that is enough from me. See you out on the road. Enjoy live comedy and enjoy this episode.
Hey, idiots. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Ignorance is Blessed, the show where I mostly prove I live in the gray and am an idiot. I am reporting to you live, reporting, blabbing my opinions at you, reporting live, and then I make fun of people because I think they're stupid. I'm in downtown Chattanooga in a messy hotel room. I'm here for the Lookout Comedy Festival. I'm headlining Saturday night. By the time you listen to this, I don't even know if I'm gonna get it out before the show, but very excited to be here. Chattanooga is a very cute town. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but if you haven't had a chance and you're looking for a cute, smaller city to check out, it's a good one. Put it on your list if you're someone who just likes cute shit. I do this thing on the road constantly. I drive my boyfriend Nate insane. I think I could live in almost every city I go to. There's some I have no interest in living to. Let me be clear. I can't think of examples off the top of my head. Fargo, North Dakota. And, you know, less about the city and more about my experience there with comedy, which, by the way, I had a show in Fargo go so insane last week. There was a man absolutely having his mind, I think, just slowly embering away because of too much acid. Excuse me, upstairs in the establishment I was in. God damn it. What's going on with my voice? Hang on. The man was losing his mind. So first of all, I did a show at a comedy club, which is a bold statement. It was the basement of a pizza place. And let me just say something. I don't mind doing comedy in the basement of a pizza place. I am not above doing an alternative venue. I love a restaurant show. I cut my teeth doing shows in places that were not traditional comedy clubs. Stop calling them comedy clubs when you book people, if it's not a club. If you don't have a freestanding venue that's dedicated to being the club, book people and it would go so much further and people would be able to, comics would be able to mentally prepare so much better if the people booking them would say, hey, I run this show in the basement of a restaurant. I can pay you. Fine. The mentality I have going into basement of a pizza place versus comedy club is going to be, at the very least, subconsciously different. Anyway, a man was upstairs absolutely losing his mind, like, not being dramatic here. He was screaming. They had to get police involved. Apparently, the outside of the building was, like, shut down and blocked off, and this was, Fargo's not a big city. This was, like, the fiasco of the month. Anyway, I am on this new site called PunchUp. PunchUp.live/JMS is my handle. And I am posting a thing of it there. So if you want to see the full rundown of me reacting to it on stage with the crowd, interacting, head over there. Also, that is the new spot to check out, not the pizza place in Fargo, PunchUp. I'll link it in the show notes. It's this cool new site where if you're a comedy fan, you can sign up and subscribe to your favorite comedians 100% free. It's, you know, I imagine at some point maybe they'll add some extra layer where comedians can monetize for extra exclusive content or something, but that's not, I have no idea. That's me speculating because what website isn't like, wait, how can we make money off of this? You can subscribe to your favorite comedians. A lot of them are posting exclusive content on there. I just joined. It's big comedians. Mark Norman's on there. Louis's on there. And I know there's people listening who are going to be like, Louis can go fuck himself. But there's also people on there. People listening to this. I'm going a million miles an hour and yet still so slow in my brain. Let me rephrase this. I know there are people listening or watching this who think Louis C.K. can die a horrific death, which is less extreme, but people are fucking crazy. It has done some questionable things, which I don't agree with, but I also know he's funny. And I know there's people who, one, don't give a fuck at all. Like, I don't give a fuck, he's funny. And then there's this other group of people who are like, oh my God, he's so terrible, and just closeted fucking sickos watching all his specials, giving him money and being like, yeah, no, he's bad. I can't believe he still gets to do shows. Yeah. Louis is so funny. He is. He's fucking so funny. Anyway, let me bring up hot topics from however many years ago. The point is, you can subscribe to the comedians you like so you get their content in your timeline. It will suggest other comedians that maybe you haven't heard of or that have just joined based on your tastes. And more importantly, you put your email in, you put in your location info, and it curates like a list of upcoming shows in your area. That way you don't miss them. I don't know if you guys feel this on the Comedy Fan, and I know this is very heavy comedy talk up top. I have other shit coming, I promise. If you guys have experienced the thing that it's basically a hacky premise at this point with comedians who do the road, that we'll go to a city, perform there, and the next day. And I mean literally on many occasions, the next day, someone will comment on one of our videos, when are you coming to XYZ city? And it's the city we just left. I've been in the airport leaving a city and gotten a comment like that, to the point that it feels like we're all being trolled. And I don't know, and I've experienced this as a consumer of entertainment. I've missed concerts. I've missed my friends being in town because they're doing shows. Where you just, the next day, see someone post, oh my God, we had a blast. And you're going, they were here? I love that. I would have gone. This helps you avoid that with comedians. So, you know, if I'm coming to your area, you'll get a notification. I'm just trying to streamline reaching the people who want to see me because you're out there, you're commenting, you're engaging, you're watching the videos. Live comedy is better. So even if you're just watching the videos and thinking, this is enough, let me tell you, you're not getting enough. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't go see comedy live. And of course, I would love it to be me. Just look up live comedy in your area. Who's coming to town? That being said, I can't vouch for every single comedian with my personal preferences. Do a little research. Look someone up. You see they're coming, look at a couple of their videos. They're not your taste. They're not your taste. Comedy is objective. That's the thing. It's not you're funny or you're not. I mean, some people it is. And I want to talk about that in a second. But I think Rogan is the one I could be wrong. I feel like someone told me that Rogan said this on a podcast. I didn't actually hear it with my own ears. Because fucking, I don't hear anything. No, I just, maybe I did. Maybe it was a clip of his on Instagram. It doesn't matter. It's unfortunate that there's not genres for comedy the way there is music, is the gist of what he said. That would alleviate people being upset by going to a show that they're like, this wasn't funny, this was tasteless, or this was boring, or like, it would, you know? It's, there are different styles of comedy. And I think what they're trying to do over at Punch Up is, you know, take the Pandora Spotify route with comedians of, oh, you like this? You might like so-and-so. Oh, you like this person? I am curious to see if it just becomes a, because here's what I noticed with Pandora when I put my first album on there, is being a woman doing comedy is not a style of comedy, but Pandora couldn't seem to pick up on that. God forbid that, I would be shocked to find out any woman showed up in the feed of someone who started listening to a male comic. And boy, were there so many women, if you listened to my Pandora channel, and I'm not knocking them, I'm not saying they're not funny, but they were so different than me. It's like, this is, what's going on? So hopefully, I'm very hopeful. It seems like they seem like a very comedy savvy bunch. And I'm really excited about it. So please click on that link in the show notes and subscribe to me over there. You'll get content first, content that's only going to be there. I don't want to die on that sword. I probably will eventually put anything over there on YouTube a few weeks, maybe a month later. But that's where you can get it first, okay? And more importantly, information about where to see comedy live. Now, I've gone on too long, but I do want to go back to me saying the thing about, you know, comedy isn't just, it's not just funny and not funny. There's a thing that comes up a lot in, I think it happens with interviewers, but I'm on Threads, and I don't know if any of you are on there, but I don't know how to get out of the hellscape of my feed that is a bunch of people I do not know, I have not followed. My only saving grace is Zach Noe Towers threads that pop up throughout. It's like, I've followed multiple people. And maybe he's the only one of them that's threading regularly. I don't know. This just endless scroll of some of the most mentally ill people I've seen in one place. The amount of people who are like, if you live in LA and you love creating content and you're looking for friends, who, first of all, loves creating content? Like, specific content, sure. You love making, you cook, you love sharing your recipes, your tips. You love making comedy content, sure. Just creating content. And you want to be friends. First of all, in LA, be more specific. Even if I wanted to do that, which the last thing I want to do is make friends with someone who's like, let's create content. Sure, you have a funny idea. I love calling up my friends and being like, dude, let's make this video. There are a certain group of people, because comedy is the content I make, I am actively, like, we're trying to figure out times to gather together to create that content together in terms of idea generation and stuff. Those are my peers. And we are in a specific niche. Oh, why is anyone else's algorithm like this? It's just people going, hey, algorithm, show me people who, and it's like, yeah, I want people I want to see. But I don't know what it says about me that I'm getting shown people who are looking for fellow witches who love creating content and staring at sunsets. Anyway, part of that content is something that'll pop up there, and I've heard it, and it's a real thing, and people do experience it. I'm not I'm not free of having experienced it myself. I want to talk about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is an online wellness buzzword at this point. Imposter syndrome is feeling like you're going to be found out a fraud, often in your profession. I imagine it happens in some sense in a personal lives, but I think where I see it talked about is in professions. And also I am so career driven that maybe that's just my lens that I come at things. And that's a real thing. You start succeeding. I remember when I first started getting like a little bit of heat in comedy, I was getting into these festivals and I'd show up and I'm brand new to comedy and there's all these veterans who've been doing the road and everyone's like, this guy, he's done this and that and all, and he's a legend. And even still having times where like something goes well and you almost feel like, oh my God, is this real? Is this a fluke? Like someone's going to Scooby-Doo pull off your mask and be like, she wasn't a comedian. She's just an old lady channeling the spirits of dead comedians. I don't know. But I got to tell you, I wrote this down. I wrote notes for myself to try to keep me on task. And we can see how well that's going, obviously. Oh, I guess I didn't write it down. Imposter syndrome is a lot to me like body dysmorphia. People start having a conversation about it. And they're like, I'm struggling with imposter syndrome. And I'm struggling with body dysmorphia. I've had people tell me I have body dysmorphia. And it's like, do I? Or am I hyper aware of the reality of my body and I don't like it? And you're saying that because you think that is going to soothe me. Imposter syndrome is the same thing, but maybe like, it's just like, maybe you don't have body dysmorphia. You know, maybe your body is the way you imagine it and you don't like your body. And that's not saying that your body's gross. That's not saying you don't have a good body. For you to also to tell someone else they have body dysmorphia is wild. There's this thing of like that skinny women can't. I see on the internet in body like positive talk that people will get mad at a skinny person for feeling fat.
Fall is in the air, and that cooler weather calls for an update in your skincare. Moisturizing is key to keeping wrinkles at bay. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com.
And that's like not, I don't understand how that is even acceptable. That, like, how are you going to tell someone how they feel? Also, if their pants are tighter than they usually are, you're bloated. Like, what? How else do you describe that feeling? I guess bloated, but I'll be frank with you. When I hear bloated, I think fat. When someone goes, I'm so bloated, they're trying to not say the thing. Also, I'm about to just be such a hypocrite immediately. Dude, thin women talking about how to get rid of bloat. This isn't hypocritical, actually. Shut the fuck up. Dude, if you have nearly abs, if you have a flat stomach and you're like, when they, I'm bloated and it's like they're sticking out a wall. I don't know. I don't know what I'm even saying. Because I think I do, like, people see those videos and they delude themselves, people, me, into being like, oh, I don't have a high level of visceral fat on my stomach. I'm just bloated. I've been putting Armour colostrum in my water for the past week because my friend, who has always been thin, she's a thin person. I was like, well, what do you do for blow? And now I'm realizing that's fucking crazy. She's already thin. Her bloat just makes her slightly less thin. But the point is, how is it that someone can feel like they're a different gender, but they can't feel fat? And I am not coming for people who feel or identify because they are a different gender. I'm saying, if you say that someone can't feel fat, you're transphobic. Anyway. Oh, but the imposter syndrome. I think you better be real sure. You better have some backed up evidence of your abilities if you're gonna publicly talk about having imposter syndrome. I need to see some level of achievement here. Someone else has bestowed upon you the, I don't know, the vouching of this person is incredible at their job. You've received XYZ award for your career, or you've scaled the ladder in your corporation. You can't say you have imposter syndrome if you have only failed the entire time. You can't be just freewheeling it and going for it, but making no headway and then claim to have imposter syndrome. That's delusional. You're delusional. And frankly, it makes the term, it waters down the term imposter syndrome. Anyway, have I been canceled yet? Oh, the other thing I want to talk about on the note of body dysmorphia, it's not on the note of that, but it's the same thing as like thin women talking about. I'm now realizing I went to the thinnest person I've ever met. She's just, even when she gained weight, was still near ab level for advice on bloat. When it's like, no, I need to see someone with some before and afters with significant bloat drop. That's who I need to talk to about what to do. And by the way, of course I'm worried about bloating. I'm a woman. And by the way, on that note, I'm wearing this big fluffy sweater right now. And I feel like when other women wear these, it's like cute and cozy and fall. And I feel like I look like a green pumpkin. So you tell me, do I have body dysmorphia or does this make me look like I'm a little heavy up top, a little top heavy? And by top heavy, I don't mean my tits. I mean from the waist up. Maybe you can't tell because I'm sitting down and there's a beautiful little puppy on my lap. Hi, Milky. Another thing I don't need is hot women talking about how confidence comes from within. Shut the fuck up. There's no way for you to know that. Or men. Let me back up. Hot people. Hot people talking about how confidence comes from within. You should be electrocuted. Go fuck yourself. If you are a hot person, your perception of the world is completely different than everyone else's. You have no idea. But then it's wild when I see someone really hot talk about their own insecurities. Because it's like, that's such a like catch-22 of like, does anyone who's beautiful know they're beautiful? Or does no one even get to enjoy that? You won the genetic lottery and you still hate yourself. But then also, what do we hate more than a beautiful person who knows how beautiful they are? Ugh, shut up. No, you can acknowledge your assets with humility. But what you shouldn't be doing is telling your friend who looks like a sewer monster on their best day that they just have to like work on their inner confidence. You don't get to be that person. Sure. Let me hear that take from a person who is hideous, but everyone loves. Absolutely. I tried to insert a name here. You guys fill me in because we are a shallow people. By the way, on that note, I do have, this does sound like a long plug, but I do have a bit about hot people privilege. Ah, fuck it. It's going to be up on YouTube by the time I put this out. I was going to say, go to my Punch Up. Because I have a bit, not about this, but not about this. You know what I mean? Well, I think we also we are disillusioned about attractive people. We, like, our brains just trust them more. We just automatically go, this person gets it, and we will assign them qualities that they don't have, and it's because they're attractive, but our brain just goes, wow, they got it all together. They're so organized. They're so this, and I'm not saying they don't have these qualities across the board. They might. But we, like, when hot people try to do comedy and they complain that, like, you can't be hot and do comedy. People don't want to laugh at you when you're hot. That's a lie. People want to be your best friend when you're hot. You come out and they're like, I love them. You have an automatic little bit of a runway. You got to bring the funny. You do have to eventually be funny. But you have a longer period of time for people to decide if you're funny than someone who's ugly. An ugly person is like, if you don't make me cry laughing, I hope you die. That's what the audience isn't thinking, maybe at the forefront of their mind, but it's in there. You're ugly and people go, oh, they're gonna be great. And then you have to be great. What a fucking nightmare. What a fucking nightmare our eyeballs play on us. I wanna only perform for crowds filled with blind people. They'd probably hate me, I yell too much. I'll say one more thing about this, and then I think this is going to be the end of the episode. Apparently, this is just me bitching about people's false perceptions and lying to themselves. There will be more to come. I have so many things to say. This extends to beautiful women with tall, lengthy model bodies. I don't need to hear about how they dress well. I have been in my head for probably my whole life. If you looked back through all the photos of my entire life, I feel like my fashion sense is constantly changing. I like big, I like bold, I like loud. But now I'm just like, I just want to look put together. I'm not. It's a sham that I'm trying to run here. But I just am like, I just want to be able to identify this outfit. Like, oh, if I put this jacket with these pants. Because I'll tell you what, for most of my life, if I was ever wearing a really good outfit, I had bought the whole mannequin. I'm not good at styling. And the more I try to do it, the more I understand why people like my friend Kat Eves exist. Like, oh, this is a whole profession. I understand stylists now. I didn't, I think. I was like, I get it. But I really understand it now that I'm trying to be more conscious of having good looks. Because before, like, I had a style, a fashion sense. And I don't hate it. Like, I like many of the things I've worn on stage, worn throughout my life. But it was just very, like, oh, I didn't know how to bring things together. I'm like, oh, it's bright. I like it. It's like my adult life. I was trying to compensate for my childhood when I wasn't able to just, like, buy the big, bright, pink, fancy, frilly, crazy pattern, loud things. And so I'm like, I'm going to do them all. But it was just, it's chaotic. I would put on bright colors, but they didn't go together. It was just all over the map, clashing, and not in a good way, because I think you can pull off a good clash. It was just very loud. And so now I'm just like, I just want to look like I actually thought about all of the outfit pieces I'm wearing. And my boyfriend, I won't name the person because they're extremely successful. I love them, by the way. They're a very funny woman. Incredible. But he goes, you know who you should look at? So-and-so. They are effortlessly fashionable. You know, it's like they just throw something together. And I think maybe, you know, you could look at them and get some ideas. Because he's probably just trying to shut me up. Honestly, the amount I go to him and I'm like, do I need a look? And it's like, no, you don't need a look. A look, by the way, and this really sunk in for me recently. It can help, especially as an artist. It can help build a brand. It makes you recognizable. There's some people who pull it off really well. And they do it maybe organically. Maybe those people aren't thinking, ugh, my look. But if you're funny, if you're good at what you do, funny, good singer, good whatever, really great artist, it can be a crutch. Or it's like, okay, I'm not a great joke writer, but at least I have these fun hats, you know? And I think it's like I'm clawing at thinking I need this thing to be memorable. And it's like, let
Your sense of humor can be how you're memorable. Your jokes, let the thing that you do be the reason you're memorable. Stop thinking maybe I should wear my glasses on stage all the time and then people will go, oh, the glasses, you know. It's... Anyways, my point is, the person that he told me I should look at is literally a model. I was like, she's not effortlessly fashionable. She is a model. She is built in the body that clothes are designed around. This like human clothing rack. The woman could wear a fucking trash can. And I would go, I guess I should get a trash can. That's, I need more, hey, algorithm. Literally, I follow a couple petite fashion people. But what I really need is there anyone out there crushing it in the fashion outfit content creation? I literally am doing... What a great button that instead of doing this on the internet where it could actually work on Threads, I've made fun of that and now I'm just doing it to the people who already follow me. A petite woman, but who has abnormally long leg to short torso ratio. Where's that representation? Where's my body type? Where's the person that makes you go, where's the rest of her torso though? I need to know how to dress that body type because I'm constantly, here's what I know, crop tops, bad move. Short things that are cropped, been making that mistake for too long. But then I also think long things are maybe odd on my body too because they're falling in a place that they don't fall on other people. Does anyone out there have a short torso and get complimented on how they dress? Please help me. Anyway. What can I tell you? We're in Chattanooga. These things happen when you're alone in hotel rooms. I'm surprised I haven't recorded all of my episodes in hotel rooms. Honestly, I'm sorry. I could have been giving you guys so much more. I don't want to say great podcast content. I do want to say things for you to feel better about your state of mind. All right. Well, if you're still here, thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient with my ignorance. Follow me at JMS Comedy. Follow the podcast at Ignorance is Blessed on Instagram. Join the Facebook group on my Facebook page, Idiots. It used to specifically be for this podcast, but just sort of an open forum to connect with other fans of my comedy, fans of the podcast, me. And I am trying to go in there occasionally and ask for just random topic suggestions that who knows if I'll even use them. The amount of things I have written here that have never seen the light of day. But I'm trying. And I think that's the best we can do, is honestly try. If you're in New Orleans, our special, I'm taping it next Thursday, the 24th, at Dirty Coast on Magazine Street. Please, 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 come on down. Come laugh. It's going to be so fun. I'm very excited. See you soon, idiots.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Fall is in the air, and that cooler weather calls for an update in your skincare. Moisturizing is key to keeping wrinkles at bay. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. beautyco.com.